This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
As healthcare gets more expensive, companies are looking to improve workers' health to manage costs. Excess weight is a leading cause of chronic problems in the U.S. That's why some are saying employers should look for insurance policies that cover weight loss surgery. In the first of a three-part series on workplace wellness, Shemaine Mills talked with a woman who had bariatric surgery.
For some, unwanted weight is a lopsided battle they can't win. Exercising may be difficult, if not impossible, and eating an addiction. Melanie Cambizzi says she was chubby as a child and remembers her mom putting her on a diet when she was 5 years old. She loved food but was able to maintain a reasonable weight until about age 30. At a recent forum on wellness programs, she said that's when she started gaining weight as a young executive with long work hours.
I was very depressed when I reached the highest of my weight and I wasn't mobile, I couldn't take care of my family, I couldn't walk, I couldn't bike, I couldn't exercise, I couldn't dance, we love dancing.
A sedentary lifestyle and bad diet are reasons many find themselves packing on the pounds. Jonathan Morgan is the state's physical activity coordinator, and he says Cambizzi's experience isn't unusual.
This was key. I found this and I was really surprised. The age range where the greatest jump in obesity is, I wouldn't have guessed it, but it's between the 18 to 24 group and the 25 to 34 group.
Morgan and Cambizzi spoke recently to a group of private companies considering wellness programs as a way to reduce obesity, increase productivity, and lower health costs. Obesity may have taken a back seat to the opioid crisis for now, but it's still on people's radar. Federal health officials say we're exercising more, but obesity's still rising. And the entire edition of the Journal of the American Medical Association was recently devoted to weight loss surgery and obesity-related topics, like taxes on sugar-sweetened beverage, fitness versus fatness, and evolving societal norms of obesity. Dr. Ann Lador performs gastric bypass surgery at UW Hospital.
It would be awesome if we could prevent everyone from becoming obese. You know, at this point, we're sort of, the horse is kind of out of the barn, and we really are dealing with a huge public health issue.
As she urged businesses to offer insurance covering weight loss surgery, Lador ticked off a long list of health problems related to excess weight.
Diabetes, sleep apnea, cholesterol, hypertension, heart disease, reflux, I mean, the list goes on and on.
Cambizzi had several of those conditions, all of which got better after she had weight loss surgery. At the time, she was 5'2" and weighed 325 pounds. She was considered morbidly obese before she had 75% of her stomach removed in a procedure known as laparoscopic sleeve gastrectomy.
It has been absolutely the most magical thing that I've ever done in my life.
Cambizzi goes on to describe how weight loss surgery controlled her diabetes, using the lingo of doctors and those who live and die by the numbers of their disease.
It has helped me bring down my hemoglobin A1C from a 13.7, which is an atrocious level, down to a 5.1 for the past almost 10 years. My blood pressure is very, very normal, 110 over 70 most of the time, and no cholesterol. I have absolutely no cholesterol issues.
There have been long-term studies which show patients who've had weight loss surgery no longer suffer from obesity-related diseases. Yet few insurance companies in Wisconsin cover bariatric surgery. Cambizzi paid $25,000 out of pocket for her operation, which she had in Pennsylvania before moving to Madison for her job. She calls bariatric surgery a life-saving operation.
It has changed my eating habits. It has changed my lifestyle. And I know that I will live longer to play with my grandchildren.
While Cambizzi's clearly sold on weight loss surgery, many insurers aren't. Dr. Lador says companies may be reluctant to cover it because of the initial expense. Cost savings from better health come later, and by then, the employee might be working somewhere else. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.